This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. $100 Walmart gift cards and tens of thousands of dollars in new community college scholarships. CPR Health reporter John Daly explains the state is now offering those new incentives to get vaccinated.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says the Comeback Cash gift card giveaway will offer a $100 Walmart gift card while supplies last to all Coloradans who get either their first or second COVID-19 dose at a participating state-operated vaccine site.
We know how to end the pandemic. It's in our power to do so, and we need to do so, and we are leaving no stone unturned in doing that. It's really a full court press.
The other new incentive is a scholarship giveaway. 67 vaccinated community college students will be offered $75,000 in scholarships. For details, go to cocomebackcash.com. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And unvaccinated people make up the vast majority of Colorado's coronavirus deaths and hospitalizations. Colorado Health Department researchers looked at COVID-19 cases from January 1st through June 30th. They compared fully vaccinated and unvaccinated patients. More than 96% of deaths among COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations occurred in unvaccinated patients. Doctors say the figures show that vaccines are highly effective at preventing severe illness. Authorities are searching for three people who are missing after a flood last night in Poudre Canyon. One woman died and at least five homes were destroyed. Karen McClure is a volunteer with the American Red Cross, which set up a shelter for people evacuated from the area. She estimates between 15 and 20 people came looking for help on Tuesday.
Mainly who showed up were individuals who were camping up in the area and they had their pets. The Red Cross does not take pets into an overnight shelter situation. So it really ended up more being an information gathering area.
More rain is expected today. And in western Colorado, mudslides have closed Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon. CDOT says I-70 will stay closed while the potential for flash flooding is still high. This is CPR News.